This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are back now on the Alex Jones Show. Alex himself will be coming up in the next segment, but tomorrow when I host the show, I'm going to be interviewing again Tommy Robinson, who is one of the leading spokesmen for Pegida UK, of course. He has a panic button because the threat of him being attacked by Islamists is so severe that he basically has to have this 24-hour panic button. Again, the religion of peace, you know, it's all about peace and love. He did an interview, now this is interesting, we'll go to the clip in a second, with Al Jazeera. They were asking him about Islam, about the Quran, about the Prophet Muhammad. He laid down some home truths about Muhammad. They cut out 50 seconds of his interview during the broadcast of this program. It hasn't re-aired, it won't re-air, and for very good reason. This is a shocking example of media censorship when it comes to Islam. Let's go to the clip now.
Can I ask you a question? Have you read the Quran?
Yes.
You have?
Yes. Yeah?
So
in English, not in Arabic, but in English.
In English. Are you free, sitting where you are in Doha, to criticise the Prophet Muhammad? Are you free to do that?
Yes, I am. I have had intelligent conversations with my Islamic colleagues on the very same subject.
Yeah. So you know of the life of Muhammad, yes? You know that he murdered 600 people? You know that he raped? You know that he has... No. People in the Bible is very different to people in the Bible and the messenger of God, who is the most moral compass for every Muslim in the world. And when he is the moral compass for every Muslim in the world, and he married a six-year-old child called Aisha, and he raped her when she was nine, I have a problem with that. And when people wish to live as Muhammad did in my country, well, you are, the country you're sitting in now, people from Israel are not even allowed to enter. So if we want to talk about fascism, the country you're in now, people with Israeli passports. Okay, is it untrue? Can someone in Qatar leave Islam?
Yes.
Is apostasy punishable?
You don't have to be Islamic to be in Qatar. You can leave the
someone
country, you can come into
Islam.
The country if
no,
you
no.
are Jewish.
A Muslim cannot leave Islam, is punishable in Qatar. The country that you're talking to me from, the country whose tower I'm sitting in, the country that funds radicalisation worldwide, the country that supports Hamas, and you're sitting there trying to take some moral high ground about issues in the world that relate to Islamic extremism. When the country and the people who are paying your wage are propagating that extremism worldwide. I've come into this building and just had to go through an airport-style scanner, and when I asked why, they said because of the Paris attacks.
Tommy, I do have to move the debate on, because I do have to move the debate on. Yes, of course I do. Otherwise, you and I will end up having...
What you're hearing.
No, that's not true, sir. Otherwise, you and I will have to have...
I'm going to tell you the truth.
You and I will have to have a conversation down the pub the next time I'm back in London.
Now, what you heard there was Tommy Robinson appearing on Al Jazeera for a debate about Islam. You'll notice there, shortly into the clip, which we just played, the audio changed. That was just Tommy speaking, because he was recording the interview at the same time via a camera situated right next to him where he was sitting. And it turned out for very good purpose, because when they actually aired the broadcast of this debate, they excised those 50 seconds out of the interview where he's talking about the Prophet Muhammad marrying a six-year-old girl, raping a nine-year-old girl. They don't want their Islamic audience in Qatar to hear that. That's banned, that's censored. They cut it out of the interview. And later, an Al Jazeera spokesman told Breitbart, "Inside Story is a pre-recorded program, and on many occasions our editorial staff make decisions on what to include or omit based on what is editorially relevant and acceptable to broadcasting standards." So they couldn't let that snippet go out on air. Again, another example of media censorship when it comes to Islam. We have the top former CEO of ZDF in Germany saying, the government tells us what to report. They say we can't say anything negative about the, quote, refugees. This is a huge media cover-up, and it continues to intensify. Alex Jones coming up after the break. Stay tuned. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Call. Are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back in the Alex Jones Show. We're going to have Alex Jones popping in when he's ready. But again, going back to this migrant crisis news, which continues to explode. This is our Gateway Pundit. Sweden, ISIS flag and pray to Allah threat painted on school wall. Swedish officials found ISIS graffiti on the wall of a school this week. And you can go to the article and look at the picture. It's a direct representation of the ISIS flag. And it reads, pray to Allah or die. This is painted on the side of a school in Sweden, which of course is the center of tolerance and multiculturalism. Breitbart reported what appears to be an Islamic State battle flag has been painted on the wall of a school, along with the words pray to Allah or die, reports Sweden State Radio. Police were called when the graffiti was discovered, but at present they have no suspects for the crime, admits a spokesman. The headmistress of the school told media, the sign made her feel, quote, uncomfortable. Imagine if you were taking your kids to school and you saw this painting on the side of the wall. And we've seen banners in Germany which say similar things, you know, hung on overpasses. Pray to Allah or die. In fact, I believe it said virtually the same thing. We've seen signs being carried by migrants at the Macedonian border saying, open the border or die. These are very peaceful people that we're allowing into Europe. And again, as I mentioned before the break, we've not only seen a government censorship of crimes involving these migrants, and who knows how many are occurring that don't get reported. The ones that are getting reported are overwhelming as it is. But now we've got Al Jazeera. Tommy Robinson goes on there to do an interview, a debate. They cut out 50 seconds of the debate because they don't want their listeners, their viewers, hearing that the Prophet Muhammad married a 6-year-old girl and then raped her when she was 9 years old, which is in the Quran, the same one that they read, the same one that directs them, but they can't have their viewers see that and hear that. They cut out 50 seconds, but luckily Robinson was recording the interview live. He was periscoping it at the same time. So he has the segment that they cut out. Somebody put it into a video, showed where it was cut out. And yet again, another media censorship scandal when it comes to this migrant crisis. As I mentioned before the break, the former head of ZDF, which is the top broadcaster in Germany, came out last week and basically said, we're told what to report and what not to report by the German government. This is a supposedly independent media outlet. And they report on things that will, quote, please Mrs. Merkel. They also don't report on anything negative about the migrant crisis. We've seen similar things, you know, with other news agencies throughout Europe. We've also seen a police cover-up. This is out of Infowars.com just last week. Code 291. Swedish police cover up thousands of crimes involving refugees. Swedish police have covered up thousands of crimes involving migrants over the past 4 months, all of which have been classified under a secret 291 refugee code designation, it has been revealed. According to a report in Swedish newspaper Svenska Dagbladet, around 5,000 incidents have been kept secret, including 559 cases of violence, 194 assaults, 2 terror threats, and 4 rapes. The article explains that the incidents have been covered up because of a directive from the National Operational Department that any information pertaining to the behaviour of refugees be censored. And again, it comes back to this, justifying this kind of criminal behaviour based on the fact that they're traumatised. Even though many of them are just fleeing to Europe to get benefits, they're not fleeing from war zones. Official sources blame the violence on, quote, traumatised people being kept in overcrowded places, with NOA Commander Thomas Wahlberg adding that it was sad the information wasn't made available to the public. He also told the newspaper that there were even more incidents than the Swedish newspaper has not been given access to. So we also have a similar situation in Finland. The police were ordered by the country's National Police Board not to publicly identify migrants as criminal suspects over concerns that doing so would encourage a racist backlash against the wave of asylum seekers entering Scandinavia. So in Germany, where there was a rape in the town of Detmold back a few months ago, they covered up that incident because they didn't want to legitimise critics of mass migration. We see it in Finland. We see it in Sweden. They've orchestrated a giant cover-up because they don't want to build that resentment which will cause civil unrest. They don't want to change the policy. So they're hiding these migrant crimes, these sex attacks. Even in the very first few hours after the New Year's Day mass molestation in Cologne, the Cologne police decided, and the police chief was actually fired partly as a result of this, to cover up information about that incident. You had police describing it as a civil war-like situation. Hundreds of women being surrounded, groped, smacked. They had their items stolen from them. You had people running to nearby hotels to flee, to try and get protection from bouncers, because the police were extremely light on the ground. reinforcements, sufficient reinforcements never arrived. So you had panic everywhere, you had hysteria everywhere. What did the Cologne police come out and say the next day in a press release? They said it was a completely peaceful night, passed off without incident. At the very same time as people in Germany were on social media describing this mass attack. It was a police cover-up. It was a media cover-up. The German media didn't report on it for 3 days afterwards, despite being bombarded with these personal stories from all the victims who were there. We saw a similar situation in Sweden. There was a pop concert in Stockholm last summer. Similar thing happened. Muslim migrants mass molesting young women. The police decided to cover it up because they didn't want to make the migrants look bad. And that's exactly what I'm hearing from private sources, where you have volunteers in these migrant camps in Sweden, young women, you know, open borders enthusiasts, who are being raped by the Muslim migrants. They don't report on the rape because in this case, this one individual said, oh, my dad was an immigrant from the Balkans. I don't want to make the migrants look bad. So she didn't even report it to the police. That's why only some of this information is coming to light. Imagine if all of it was coming to light. Imagine if there wasn't a huge media cover-up and deception surrounding this. It would be 10 times worse. We've got Alex Jones on the line. Alex, welcome to the show.
Paul, thank you, my friend. I'm unable to connect you via audio Skype for some reason, but I'm coming to you via cell.
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, because I'm down here investigating the U.S.-Mexican border. Have breaking news on that when I return in the next few days. It is amazing that you can literally fly in to Dallas, to JFK in New York, to Los Angeles, California, if you're coming in on a flight, and they are not even looking at the passports or IDs. We see the stories out of JFK and other airports where they claim it's a glitch and they just let everybody through. No, those are direct stand-down orders. And again, I am not demonizing the poor people of the third world that want to come here. If I lived in Guatemala or Nicaragua or El Salvador or Nigeria or Romania or Thailand, for that matter, I would want to come here. But at the same time, it shows how the entire claim that they're taking our liberties and groping our temples and tracking everything we buy to keep us safe is an abject and complete 110% fraud. And the whole national security apparatus is not to keep us safe, but to enslave us. Now, that's the globalist on top. It does nothing just to blame the local governments themselves that are being taken over as if they're the ones that are doing it. We have to take those local governments back to restore our republic in this larger fight, Paul. But I've got so much to go over here in the next hour with you. Joe Biggs, one of our reporters, will be joining us here about 40 after as well. He can't even come into the office, at least when I talked to him 2 hours ago, because he's busy. His neck is hurting, and he has shrapnel in his neck and in his chest and basically all over his body from 2 different shrapnel incidents in Iraq and Afghanistan. But last night, just to show what's indicative of this culture, what's indicative of this society, he was getting home, had a dinner with his girlfriend, and they were going to his apartment, and this rent-a cop in a fake police car pulls up. I see him everywhere now. And I don't think all security guards are bad, but this guy was. And he jumps out, and there's video of this. We can't play it, it's all the cuss words. And he starts following him up to the apartment. He says, you know, what are you doing? Who are you? And Joe says, well, I live right here. They got someone take you there for your safety. And then Joe says, okay, we're here, I'm fine. And the guy reportedly, according to Joe, rams his head in the wall from behind, tackles him against choking, and Joe doesn't want to resist. You know, he put in prison with whatever the setup is. He couldn't even tell the guy was a cop or rent a cop or fake cop. He thought it was fake. And then the guy starts pepper spraying, and the APD gets there and says, okay, we'll not take anybody to jail. Well, obviously, Joe Biggs didn't do anything. But this just shows how our borders are wide open. But in Austin, Texas, some weird private security guy just pops out of the middle of nowhere, and according to Joe Biggs and his girlfriend, who has video of it, assaults him. And this just shows this ongoing time bomb situation that we're facing. But when we come back from break, we're going to get into what happened in the big debates this weekend with the Republicans. And a lot more straight ahead. This is a key broadcast with Paul Watson, Alex Jones, all of Trigger.
Okay, as Alex Jones will be back to talk more about it after the break again. Richard Reeves is coming up from New Hampshire. He's on the ground with the latest from the Republican, the Democrat primaries. This is the Alex Jones Show live breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid for by Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself.
Just go to dollardownfall.com. That's dollardownfall.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to show them here back live from the road while Watson posting This feed from London, England, into the Central Texas News Center in Austin, Texas. I'm looking at some of these reports on Infowars.com and DraftReport.com. Sell off in European banks, quote, ominous. Oh, yeah, the big money's been selling out for 6 months. Greek stock market meltdown. Russia shut two more with stock markets down. Bank investors have suffered two lost decades. U.S. schools flooded with foreign students. New Hampshire poll, Trump 21 up, surging from 18 points after the debate. Marco Rubio rivals the opening in New Hampshire, responds to repetition criticism by repeating three more times. Bush warns of dirty tricks. It goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. Bills, abuse pass confirmed every day. Those are some of the stories up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. A new shot pulls out Clinton and Sanders in dead heat nationally. I can't hardly find any Democrats to support her. She's probably like a third of the Democrats, those are the total votes. Hillary donors trade buck raising for donor knocking. Bill is involved in a bunch of different trolling operations. We're going to be breaking all that down today. But this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Watching the debates Saturday night and looking at what happened. They build this as the end of Trump. They build this as, you know, his star had fallen, his luster was gone, his sparkle, his twinkle had dimmed. Regardless, again, of who folks think Trump is, and says some things I don't like as well, he is the populist ball carrier right now. And that's why the establishment, both parties, the globalist, the Bilderberg group, are against him. And he comes out with these waterboarding statements to sound tough. I don't agree with him. But the point is, waterboard is going on regardless. The point is, he wants to sound tough to the public. Let's get past Donald Trump. Why is the system so scared of him? Why is the system trying to shut him down? And despite everything they threw against him, and obviously manipulating things with the Ben Carson theft and polls in Iowa, Trump turbo surges from between 17 and 18 points to 21, 22 points, 25 points in some scientific polls. Paul Watson, what does Trump really signify to you? Do you have the same takeaway as I do, or what would you augment and add if you disagree?
Well, obviously, he's got a lot of views which I disagree with, torture being one of them. It's completely useless. It doesn't work. There are some other issues on surveillance that I don't agree with him on, but the establishment has created Donald Trump. They left the vacuum in which he entered, and that's why they're so terrified of him. He's self-funded. He's a loose cannon. They don't have control of him. So whether you agree with his politics or not, it's like Bernie Sanders, probably to a lesser degree than Trump, but they don't control him either, which is now we've even got discussion of the elite being panicked and terrified about Bernie Sanders, because now he's narrowed that gap to Hillary Clinton. We got a new national poll out today saying basically they're neck and neck, from Hillary being 2-1 ahead of him just a few months ago. He's already caught up, and they're terrified of that, because we knew back from Bilderberg, when we got our sources, that Hillary was definitely the pick. She took the fall for Obama back in 2008. Now it's her turn. But again, no one's buying into this. And then you've got Madeleine Albright saying that young women should vote for Hillary or they're going to go to hell, basically. So her sole platform is that she's female. That's all she's got. She doesn't have a platform. And that's beginning to fail. The worry I've got with Trump is they've tried so hard to demonize him, demonize his character over and over again. That's failed. Could they go to something else?
You've just touched it again perfectly. He is touching the zeitgeist. He's filled with vacuum. When they ran those political corpses, when they ran those political graveyards, when they arrogantly, hubris and chutzpah-filled flotilla of fraud pushed Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton as supposedly the presumptive nominees, they jumped the collective titan. And that's what Trump now is. We're titans in Greek mythology, and we're not saying titans are real. It's an allegory from the New York Times, if they think I'm being serious. It's an allegory. It's a parable. It's an analogy. Titans came before the gods, and the titans didn't care. They were forces of nature. And so the fact that the gods were so arrogant and the gods created such destructive anti-prosperity has opened the door now for the titan, and that is Donald Trump, the Kraken, to be released out of his undersea lair by the god of the sea. Now Hillary is the Gorgon, or is the snake-headed woman, Medusa. Can she defeat the Titan is the greatest question, or will Donald Trump not look in her eyes, Paul?
Well, that is the question, and the GOP establishment have got a new talking point. Even though Trump's obviously set to win New Hampshire, they're now saying if Trump only wins by 12 points...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug-out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the new Megadeth. 2 weeks ago, the album came out. I had my cousin Buckley and Sober Cruz say, you're listening to Megadeth. I'm a big fan of Dave Mustaine, well, obviously Metallica as well, but you know, great sound for it, not just Megadeth. And I'm so busy, I'm like, yeah, here is the album out, but I'm busy doing stuff. And I finally downloaded it Saturday, and I tell you, absolutely amazing. Dave, about a year and a half ago, asked me to worked with him writing some of the new songs for his next album. I told him, brother, you're smarter than I am about this kind of stuff. You write your own songs. You're the guy that wrote, the first song to Kill 'Em All, The Four Horsemen. Walk up your wife and children. Now it's time to wield the blade. So I said, I think you can write your new album. But I tell you, his new album is probably one of the best Megadeth albums ever. It's been out like 14 or 15 albums. He's not a sponsor. The folks should support great musicians like Dave Mustaine that are exposing the new order. Every track, I've listened to the whole thing on the new album, is excellent and exposes the whole globalist agenda. In fact, that piece you just heard, the intro to is The Threat Is Real. As I started saying 2 years ago, ISIS threat is real. The Al-Qaeda threat was manufactured. It was a real threat, but it was given power and manufactured. ISIS is much, much bigger. And ISIS told us last February, this weekend, on Saturday was the year anniversary. They put out a press release saying, we're going to flood Europe with millions of migrants. We're going to hit you with terror attacks. And then our own government opened the borders up to bring them in. You ask why? Because once they attack, they'll then announce, oh, we're banning Germans and French and UK citizens' right to criticize these people. We're taking your free speech away to protect you so the terrorists don't attack you. This is the alliance of the left, of globalists, and Peter Sutherland, and the UN, and the Saudis, and the radical jihadists. And so, let's keep all this aside. We know the UN's bad. We know Hillary Clinton's bad. We know Madeleine Albright's bad. We ought to play that clip that Paul mentioned in an article where she says, yeah, 500,000 kids is a good price to pay for peace. Well, just killing 500,000 innocent Iraqi children, just on 9/11, but the Saudis did. Madeleine, does that keep us safe? No. In fact, 15 years after 9/11, 25 years after her wars in Iraq, all these decades later, now there's a 300,000 army running around murdering Christians and non-radical Muslims. And, oh, who's it take talking points from? Madeleine Albright, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers. And remember the Serbs. And I'm not lionizing the Serbs, but I look at the numbers. The UN admits the Serbs killed half the people the Croats and Muslims did. The Serbs, under Tito, stabilized the whole area. They didn't persecute people compared to the Muslims. And then the Croats and the Muslims attacked them. They fought back. And not once but twice, PU bombs were dropped all over the area. They brought in radical jihadists. Saudi Arabia funded them, and they took one-third of Serbia. That'd be like taking Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, all the way through Tennessee to Oklahoma, and giving it to a foreign government. And then claiming war crimes and all this. If you want to know what they want to do to America and Europe, it's what the globalists did, giving the Muslims. The Muslims have, on average, 7 kids. The Muslims know how to put a woman in a cage. They know how to public execute. They know how to censor. And the big mega banks are in love with it. They're in love with it. I love that sickening video I saw this week on InfoWars.com. All you want to play it. To that CIA offshore globalist anti-American witch, Gloria Steinem of the Central Intelligence Agency. And she's sitting there, and Bill Maher goes, why don't you criticize radical Muslims? She goes, Christians are the problems. Christians, He goes, no, Muslims. She speaks to birding and changing the subject in a classic talking point. These people are enemies. So again, I was against destabilizing Iraq, Syria, Libya. Those were the non-radical countries compared to the others. I was against that. People said, well, why are you now all against open borders? Because now that we failed to stop the clash of civilizations, now that we failed to stop that phase of the globalist plan, now that those bulkheads, those firewalls were blown wide open, now we've got to stop the clash that they want to have at the next level. And they're bringing in the sleeper teams. Al-Qaeda admits, as AP admitted on Friday, they got sleeper teams in every major state, every major EU country, every major UK town, and when they start blowing stuff up, the media is going to say, it's Paul Joseph Watson that criticized them, that caused it. It's Alex Jones that caused it. Donald Trump's banned from the UK. Michael Savage is banned. Oh my gosh, it's your fault. And then the left, trained to submit, trained to grovel, and the libertarians and the conservatives, trained to submit as well. We will all kneel and bow to the socialist, globalist arbiters, the referees, who will tell us how the cow ate the cabbage and how we submit to be safe. And they will use the jihad threat in every town and city under their control, just like it is with Gaza, to menace us to the total submission. This is their master plan, wrote large, leering and demonic in our face. And Paul Watson, I ask you, what do we do about it?
Well, one of the things we can do is encourage governments and give money to allow, you know, Syrian migrants to return to Syria, which many of the legitimate ones actually want to do. So you pour money into the migrant camps that are already over there, rather than allowing this mass wave of economic migrants who are not refugees, again, the vast majority of them, according to UN figures, to come into the West because their culture is completely incompatible with ours. But you mentioned the left wing. Of course, we had ISIS put out their manifesto a few months ago where they basically came out and said, these left-wingers, these, you know, George Soros types, they align with our beliefs. We basically believe the same thing at this point. We need to co-opt them, radicalize them, arm them. And now what do you see in places like Calais? You see these communists waving hammer and sickles, aiding the economic migrants, attacking residents in Calais, enabling them, helping them to storm ships. You had a Pegida march on Saturday.
Even when they're stabbed, even when the aid workers are stabbed or raped, they kneel and bow and worship their rapers because they hate their parents and prosperity so much.
There was a No Borders activist in a migrant camp in France who was helping the migrants in that camp. She was gang-raped by Sudanese migrants, told to shut up about it by other left-wingers because it would discredit their cause. And these are people who would call themselves feminists, ordering people to be silent, censoring the rape of women. Because, again, it's not about protecting women. It's not about principles. It's about politics.
Paul,
it's about this open
the
border.
Will they get stabbed and raped? Will they get stabbed and raped? Say it's okay. They deserve to. I'm people. They say, I'm white. I deserve to be raped. These are mental patients brainwashed by the schools. These are Jim Jones cultists.
And there was a journalist who went into the Calais migrant camp to, quote, tell their story, this extreme left winger. He was knife attacked by these migrants. His response was to blame the UK government for not allowing them into the country. So again, it's what I'm hearing over and over again from people who know, who've got friends who are working in these migrant camps. They say they're traumatized, using that as a justification not to report these rapes to police. There was another story told to me privately a few days ago. A migrant stabbed his wife in the leg. They called the doctor. The doctor comes to the migrant camp. This is in Germany. And all the migrants then start attacking the doctor. And these kind of stories aren't even reaching the media. We know the ones that are reaching the media are shocking enough. We talked about the 10-year-old boy being raped by an Iraqi migrant in Austria who thought it was so routine that he didn't even try to flee. This is the culture we're importing, and the left is aiding it.
That's right. We have the statistics. We have the Dutch police, the Swedish police, the German police caught in mainstream news, ordered to cover up the massive rape statistics because the left teaches in schools self-loathing, self-hating, where your identity is hating yourself. So when someone rapes or stabs a woman, it is a beautiful thing because it's a German or it's a French woman being stabbed. She deserves it. A 16-year-old, a father with his young baby being driven into icy water and stabbed. He's a loving sacrament of the precious baby jihadi. And the left smiles at the beauty of it because they've been taught their mental illness in their sheltered, wealthy West to hate their mommy, to hate their daddy, to hate Jesus, to hate private property, to hate prosperity, and love the jihadis that had invaded Syria and were busy murdering each other. And this is the mental ill, sick filth that we're dealing with. This is who they are. And a lot of liberal women, as you know, the new thing is having a jihadi, and this is even in Austin, Texas, I've seen and heard about it, that slaps you and knocks your teeth out. There's nothing sexier than a jihadi because it's so fun to have him actually step on your head and kick you in the gut. Now, the man treats you good and loves Jesus, he's bad. But if he kicks you in the teeth and stomps on you, it's liberal, it's trendy, you go smoke a hookah with him, and it's fun. Folks, we're not joking. We're putting mainstream news articles up while we're covering this to show you the suicide of the West, the mass mental illness, the brainwashing programming that's taking place. Now, here in a moment, we're going to go to Joe Biggs, who had a little enjoyment of the police state himself. But before we do that, I want to remind listeners that Infowars.com is a one-of-a-kind operation, and it's an extremely expensive to run. And we sell the very best products at the lowest prices possible, whether it be water filtration, non-GMO seeds, nutraceuticals, and that it is absolutely essential that you get survival chill based on ionics too. That is absolutely essential that we have a special run in the end, what is it, tomorrow, that is the new Androplex, amazing male and female vitality booster to block the estrogen mimickers, the rest of it. Just try it, folks. Yeah, I told you about the other products, you try them and blow you away. This one is a total game changer. Your purchase, huge discounts right now, was it 15% off and free shipping. InfoWarsLife.com. That funds what we're doing. Get the new We Will Never Surrender Bolon Labe limited edition shirt. And we've only got two sizes left, the Hillary for Prison shirt at InfoWarsLife.com. We've got a new design of that coming out, that was limited edition. And funding this operation, supporting what we're doing, only supports you and your family and allows me to get to the point where I would have sent reporters to Davos this year. I did send to Bilderberg. Sometimes I got reporters in two different spots at one time. Richard Reeves is joining us next hour with his coverage of what happened in New Hampshire. He's been covering RNC, DNC, the other big caucuses, the other big primaries coming up. This is something you built, folks, and you should rejoice in and celebrate. Because in the face of all this mass mental illness and cultural suicide garbage, we're standing strong in the face of it in a big way now. InfoWarsLife.com. The rest is up to you if you choose to support this operation. This is your mission if you choose to accept it. High quality products, low prices, support the spirit of InfoWar. This is your mission if you choose to accept it. It's up to you. And you've been accepting it, so I salute you, the listeners, and thank you because we couldn't do any of this without you. God bless you. Now, we don't like to be gone for journalists before they know what happened to us, what we went through, and the rest of it. But I'm going to do it right now. And there's audio that's going to be airing tomorrow because I was flying out of the country as part of an investigative report on the border staying open and flying down to Mexico to then travel up and basically assess what I see happening here. I'm flying out of Austin. I'm not against the TSA themselves, but the borders are wide open. The government completes the smuggling process. Plane loads, people fly in. No IDs are checked. It's a total fraud. They pull myself out. They pull the camera person out. They pull everybody out. They sit there, they go through everything, and I start pointing out to the TSA, hey, you know, the borders are open, hey, you know, we don't check people, hey, you know, this is all security fear, hey, you know, and they obviously agree with me. But here's the point. As I said when I first got on, this is all a giant fraud. And then Joe Biggs, who was very close to the office last night, was coming home with his girlfriend, and he's going to come home with us right now. And he called me earlier this morning and said, hear what happened to me. And I said, no, I'm out of the country. And he said, yeah, I'm going to let him tell the story. But he's been very careful, you know, going over this because we're going to try to take action on this. We've done this in Rwanda, been falsely arrested and in prison as well in Pittsburgh. And you want to, let's say they settled with them on that front. And we're not here to just be litigious. We're just here to make sure justice is served. He and his girlfriend are getting out. They're going upstairs to their apartment. And all of a sudden, this, one of these police cars, see these police cars driving on our police cars, and I can barely tell the difference. I'm informed. The next police car pulls up, and a guy gets out and says, where are you going in? He goes, I live right here. The guy gets in his face and says, hey, I live here. Joe is dressed conservative. I've talked to him. He's wearing an army hat, t-shirt, jeans, you know, not doing anything. The guy says, well, I'm going up to your apartment with you. When they get up on that level by his apartment, he goes, okay, man, you can stop this now. And he turns around and says, his girlfriend, let's start filming this. And the guy rams his head in the wall. Joe can correct the story if wrong, but I'm getting out here now. Rams his head in the wall, tackles and starts choking him. And Joe's smart enough not to fight back as he'll end up, you know, the news saying he's a terrorist or something. And then suddenly the guy starts pepper spraying him. The Austin cops get there. The guy wants Joe arrested. The guy, obviously they don't arrest Joe because they look at his girlfriend's video. And it just shows how we've got checkpoints all over America, everybody all paranoid, but the border's open, and the government ships in whoever they want. It's all a fraud. It's all to train us to be slaves ahead of the major collapse coming. So let's go to Joe Biggs. I don't know if he's in the studio. He said his eyes were full shut, and he's dizzy. The guy almost choked him out. I mean, just amazing self-control. It's like that famous footage of the EMT in Oklahoma when the cops are choking him, letting him do it, just putting up with it. Incredible self-control. I don't know if it's even out of police, but this thing where you choke somebody and say they're resisting, is if that makes it okay, it's insane. So, Joe Biggs, correct my story if I'm wrong. We can't really play the video because of the cuss words and things, but explain exactly what happened to you, a microcosm of this whole situation.
Yeah, so I was out yesterday for the Super Bowl with my girlfriend, and actually bumped into a buddy, and he's telling me about how his daughter was murdered by his abusive or her abusive boyfriend. She was shot in the chest with a shotgun, and and we're drinking, we're taking shots, and I was tipsy last night. We get back to the apartment, and we're walking up the sidewalk, and this guy's like, "Hey man, you guys need to be quiet. You don't need to talk so loud." And then he starts following. He's like, "Do you live here?" And I said, "Yes, I've lived there for 2 years." I'm like, "Why does it matter?" He goes, "Well, you need to go up to your room." And I was like, "Well, I'll go up there when I'm ready to go up there. Thank you." He shines his light at me when I get ready to start filming him to go live. And then he grabs me from behind, slams my head into a railing, then jumps on my back and starts choking me, and I'm sitting there like yelling, trying to yell as much as I can that I can't breathe. And this guy has just got his arms around me the whole time. He's like, "Stop, stop resisting, stop fighting me." He's like, "I'm going to pepper spray you." And I'm sitting here being choked, so I'm fighting to breathe. I'm not fighting him. You can see it in the video. I mean, I'm clearly not a threat in any kind of way, So they're sitting here. He's strangling me, and I'm yelling for help. I'm telling Marissa to grab the phone and to continue filming this entire event as it's unfolding. And then the guy eventually ends up pepper spraying me, like dumping the entire can into my face. And my eye right here, like my left eye, can barely even open up all the way. It hurts so bad. My head hurts because I got slammed into a metal guardrail, And, the cops come. Neighbors are coming out. Everyone's trying to figure out what's going on. And the cops just automatically come over, put handcuffs on me, and bring me away and separate us all. And Marissa's filming and speaking to one of the officers from APD. And, this whole thing's going down, and the cops are kind of like, "Yeah, this security guy is, basically out of control. He was not in the right. He abused his power that he thinks he has, his authority, such to say, of a security guard, whatever that is." And, the cops were on our side. I didn't get arrested, nothing, on a record, anything like that. It was just an unfortunate event that really shows you what's going on out there. The fact that this guy thought he could just throw me.
We're going to roll some of this footage in the background without audio. Obviously, there's the cussing and things that are going on. But why do you think this guy was so amped up and so upset?
I have no idea. I mean, we just had a letter posted on our door the other day saying to beware of, there had been quite a few muggings. And then Marissa's friend said that there's been a rapist out in this area, where I live. So, at this point in time, there's people being mugged in our parking lot. There's a rapist down the road, has been doing stuff. So somebody pulls up in a security guard, car and has on this fake badge, I'm going to be a little skeptical of what's going on. Anybody could grab something like that, and put that on and try to, follow us. And the fact that the guy was trying to follow me upstairs in my room, that's a little shady. That's concerning. Like, that's not his job to make sure I go into my place, So that was out of control in that fact.
Well, we're going to investigate this still, and I believe you. And this guy, this better be ready for us to take action because we're not going to be pushed around. But it just shows this whole mentality of craziness where our border is wide open. And they got some guy running around. Doing this to you. I'm just glad that you weren't hurt worse. I'm glad you were cool in the whole thing. But, watching the footage, it's pretty extreme what happened. I can see you're not resisting the guy. Just because he's wearing a rent-a-cop outfit. And there's some good security guards out there. I get that. There's also some crazy ones. It's like there's some crazy cops. And it just shows how security people, police, period, have to run these overzealous people out of there who really got something to prove. The fact that you said, "Hey, man, quit following me, it's cool," doesn't mean he has to double down and show you who the boss is.
Yeah.
And it's just totally disgusting. So I just hope he's ready for the repercussions. And, we'll just see how he likes it in the end politically. But shifting gears on the larger issue, the radical jihadists, the open borders, more planeloads coming in, nothing being checked. Meanwhile, the media demonizes Trump. To me, it's so exciting that they put everything they could against Trump yet again. Stole Iowa from him. The evidence is overwhelming with the Carson event, stealing his votes, giving them to Cruz. Cruz is in free fall. I'm not against Cruz overall, but man, he's got these creepy computer systems he uses to track everybody and all the rest of it. I mean, I really think it's going to be between Rubio and Trump right now, and Rubio's in trouble. What is the system going to do, Joe Biggs? What is the system going to do, Paul Joseph Watson? And everything they throw at Trump only makes people get more behind him. Because let's just, for the sake of argument, say Trump might not be a good guy. I'm not saying that. For the sake of argument, okay, fine. The power structure we know is evil is against him. What are they going to do to try to stop it? Paul Watson, Joe Biggs.
Yeah, if I can jump in. What they're trying to do right now, Alex, is move the goalposts. We've got this former Governor John Sununu, a Jeb Bush supporter, who basically went on Fox News and said, Donald Trump, if Donald Trump only wins New Hampshire by 12 points, he actually loses. This is what he said, and we can play the clip later. I think Trump will win. I don't think he'll win by as much as he thinks, and as much as the polls say. If he doesn't win by 12 points, I think the perception will be that he lost. So again, you had it last week in Iowa with him coming just behind Cruz with Rubio surging. Rubio's dropped back again after his terrible debate performance. But now they're reframing it to say even if Trump wins, if he doesn't win by whatever they say he should win by, then he's a loser. So that's how panicked they are now. They're actually shifting the goalposts entirely.
This is like Gladiator, which is based on a composite of three real events that happens, like the Patriot is. It's just like Gladiator, one of the better films, put up by Ridley Scott, where he can't beat the general, so he stabs him in the heart right before the gladiatorial event. But still, the general beats him. And everybody sees that they are rigging the whole thing, stabbing Trump while he's tied up, and still Trump is kicking their butt. That's got to scare him, Joe Biggs.
You could see in the debate the other day, I believe it was Saturday night, I mean, they had all these donors, these establishment people inside there that were there to boo every time Donald Trump spoke. They were there to attack him. I mean, normally when he's getting hand claps, cheers, and all that, he was being booed by everyone in there. And every time Rubio says something, they were clapping and screaming and yelling and happy every time Rubio spoke. So it's clearly, it gives you a picture as to what the establishment wants. They're looking more and more at Rubio, and that looks like that's going to be the main guy that they're going to try to push up.
And again, I totally agree. That shows the downfall of the elite. They don't get we're aware of the scam. We see the staging. That's what I'm saying. We don't know who Trump really is, okay? Overall, my gut tells me he's going to be good, but let's get past that. We know they're bad. We know they're rigging it. Don't they get, Paul, that the more they rig it, the more they make him the people's champion?
I think they're basically in panic mode right now. They've used up their arsenal, and they've got very little left. This is why they're saying even if he wins, he loses. And you've got the same thing on the flip side. With Bernie Sanders, we've got a source out of DC Whispers who says, quote, they have no idea what to do with Sanders, who, of course, I find his views completely horrendous. But again, he's a loose cannon. That's the most terrifying thing to any establishment.
He's a manifestation of how the elite is totally abhorred and hated.
Yeah. And he goes on to say, quote, they don't want to offend and politically displace his supporters while at the same time knowing that if this thing continues to grow, it will destroy the Democrat Party. Just like Trump has destroyed this facade of the establishment Republicans, Sanders is doing the same. That's what they're terrified of. They're terrified of this blazing the trail for true independence.
Now, let's be clear. Most important thing I've said in a long time, listen up, listeners, and you know this already. This is only the beginning of our victory. Patriots before us, we before Ron Paul, exposed the globalists, exposed the program, God demonized Spotlight. We are in a position going into the globalist takeover. They plan to have a globalist takeover with no one informed, no one involved. Instead, they're going to have a globalist takeover with most of the planet aware of their plans, and it's going to blow up in their face spectacularly, like an endless crescendo of a grand finale. So, folks, get ready for an epic battle of incredible proportions, and know this, no matter what these horrors say, we are in the game and we're winning big time. And they are scared and are crapping their pants. They are trying to teach us we have no power. They're trying to teach us we can't affect change. They're trying to teach us that they run the world. They don't run anything. Just like George Washington 240 years ago.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.